The numbers out on Friday from Del Frisco's. They were good. In fact, they beat on the bottom line. I think the street was looking for a dime. They earned 22 cents. But it really calls attention to what Del Frisco's is doing. I mean, you still think of it, maybe the original steakhouse that was, you know, right in the shadows of downtown Dallas. They've got 84 restaurants right now. They're spread across 24 states and Washington, D.C., and they're still expanding. And Norman Abdallah is the CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good talking to you as well, David.
Well, you just got grew up overnight. I mean, this is pretty rapid expansion, and you've got more to go, right?
Right. So we really are focusing on growing three brands. One is the Double Eagle, you know, a great legacy brand for us that is one of the strongest brands in the entire industry. And we just opened one a couple weeks ago in Back Bay, and we have three more that will open up this year as well. And then with the recent acquisition that we announced on June 27th of Barteca, Barteca has 33 restaurants, two concepts. One is Bar Taco, and a couple months ago we opened up our first Bar Taco in Texas, and that was open in Fort Worth in the West End development. And then Barcelona will open one on Henderson coming up early next year. And then we have another Bar Taco that opens up at the end of this year in Preston Center, so everybody in Dallas will be able to get to experience it.
Wow, so let's talk about this. Do you do this to diversify the company? I mean, I guess you're tied to, you know, expense accounts and commodity prices and that sort of thing. Does this give you another avenue?
Yes, this does diversify our portfolio on quite a few things. One is seasonality. The other is commodity costs. As you can imagine, beef is our number one commodity. And Bar Taco in Barcelona, it's avocados and limes are number one and number two. So much different as well. And then also the average check is not it doesn't rely on business. The Del Frisco's Double Eagles, 60% of our sales come from the business community. So it's also a way to hedge that side too. And that's, you know, that's why it fit in. And probably the biggest reason we acquired this concept, we call it, you know, celebrating life in restaurants, where it's an experiential brand. And these brands definitely have that experience. The Double Eagle last year, it won the top wine award in all of our open restaurants. This year, we won it again. And Barcelona won the top glass wine award in all of their restaurants as well this year. So there's a lot of synergies and love for wine in our company.
Wait, you just taught me a new term. I don't know. Glass wine. Is that so? Not buying bottles, but is this wine by the tap on tap?
No, it's glasses of wine, and they have over 40 wine by the glass that come from either Spain or South America, and it's considered the best Spanish wine list in the country.
Well, I'll be there for the grand opening. I'll probably not leave right away, too. So tell me about commodity prices. I thought they were swinging your way. Beef prices have been under some pressure, haven't they?
Yeah, they were under pressure for the first half of the year. But, you know, as we talked about on our call, we've been able to lock in a contract through the rest of the year on our tenderloins. And that was, you know, our biggest beef protein that we use across our concepts. We're starting to see that come down, and we expect that to continue coming down throughout the rest of the year, which is good for our business. We'll lock in one other commodity because, you know, it's coming down as well. So we feel pretty good about deflation.
Well, and staying with the core business for a while, the economy seems to be booming. We have tax cuts, which have, you know, certainly helped corporations. Does that help with expense accounts? Are you seeing more corporate business out there?
Yes, we are. And it really, a great measure for us is private dining. And as we talked about, the private dining is up in the Double Eagle with, you know, how we do private dining. And we've started to see more of a shift into private dining as well, which shifts your menu and shifts your guest count. So we reported negative guest counts, but it's really how we account for private dining. But we are seeing the expense accounts come back, and how we tie expense accounts, and we know, you know, how healthy the expense account business is in the business. is we look at the luxury hotel RevPAR and what's happening in that segment. It is positive, really, for the first time. It was running negative for about 2.5 years, and it's positive again over the last 6 months. So we're encouraged by the business community.
I guess I was pleasantly surprised by the extended reach of your brands now. I mean, 24 states and Washington, D.C. I remember when you opened the first one, you know, right across from Rockefeller Center. I guess that's a high-profile location. Does that help pave the way for name ID in the, all these other cities that you've moved into?
Yeah, it does. And with the acquisition as well, a great thing about this is it brings some more prominence to the brand as far as the type of real estate that we can get. The Double Eagle, basically, we can get any real estate we want in the United States because
really?
Developers are very focused on trying to get that in their developments.
So they come to you rather than you going to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll beat out anybody in the country if they have a space and they have an interest in us because of, you know, the volumes that we do and how we bring consumers and guests to their development at the same time. And if you look at Barcelona and Bartaco, it's a heavy concentration on the East Coast, started in Connecticut, and so it's been in two East Coast brands, and there's so much white space for both brands throughout the United States. So we're going to continue to focus up and down the East. And then we have a couple in Colorado. We have a couple under construction there. The ones in Colorado do really well. The one in Fort Worth is beating projections because, you know, a lot of people hear Bartaco and they think Mexican, and that's not it. You know, Texas and Dallas, Texas in particular, we have some of the best Tex-Mex here. We have great street taco type of concepts in Dallas and Austin. This is really a different type of concept where all the margaritas are made from scratch. It's a big piece of their business. They have cauliflower tacos. They have pork belly tacos, duck tacos, and there's a big health component in the brand as well. And so that really separates it away from the Tex-Mex and the street taco shop.
And after about three margaritas, I think I'll try a cauliflower taco.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but that sounds weird, right? But
yep.
they're phenomenal. So go try one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I'll do it. And I would just hope that NAFTA works out so that your avocados don't get caught up in some sort of trade dispute, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Different concern. Norman Abdallah is the CEO of Del Frisco's, which is a lot more than the Double Eagle, but happily still is also the Double Eagle. It's good to have you with us.
Great talking to you, David, and
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.